It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please won't you be my neighbor? Hi, neighbor. How are you? Oh, I'm glad we're together. I brought something today. Oh, I thought I put it here. I don't see a thing here, do you? I set it down. Oh, here it is. Must have rolled right on the floor. This is what must have happened to it. I must have dropped it like this onto here, and then it went down on the floor. Well, it's a pitch pipe. Have you ever heard of such a thing? It has little holes all around the side that you blow in, and you hear different pitches. I'll show you. Can you tell me which one is higher? Is this one higher? That first one's higher, isn't it? Because could you sing that note? And sing this low one. And then what about this one? Could you hum that? You have to use your ears very well when you listen to a pitch pipe and try to sing that same note. Try this one. Now make your voice do whatever you want it to do. Lots of things you can do with your voice. Pitch pipe. Let's feed the fish. I often ask if the fish sing. I wonder if there are fish that sing. Fish food. There's some food for you, fish. It's coming. Here it is. Take a good look at the fish today. Better wash my hands. Try to sing this. The farmer in the dell. Do you know that one? The farmer in the dell. I hoe the Mary-o, the farmer. Why don't we call Francois Clemens and see if he is giving a lesson, a voice lesson? Maybe we could go and see. Hello, France. It's Fred Rogers. Yeah. Are you giving a lesson that we could watch? Oh, neat. Be all right if we came over? Fine. Okay, I'll bring my pitch pipe. Bye-bye. He says he's not giving a lesson, but John Costa is there with his grandson. Let's go over and see him, all right? Over to Francois Clemens' voice studio. Come along.
Three of them?
Hi, Fred. Come on over.
Hi, John.
Hi, John Costa. I'm glad to see you. Boy, have you grown.
But you never let me hear the picture.
Picture, picture. Mm-hmm. Someday I'll show you picture, picture. Remember the last time you came to my house? Mm-hmm. Boy. You know what I've been doing over at my place? Going like that. Can you hum that note? Mm-hmm. And here's a different one. You can play it on the piano. Good.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Great. Making up a song. You know, that's what I used to do when I was a little boy. Go like that on the piano and hum and sing. Nice.
Maybe, would you close your eyes and I'm going to make a little sound that you'll know. Would you close your eyes a minute? Okay.
On those two chairs.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
These play.
See if you know what.
Wait a minute. Look at what you have on. Sneakers.
Yeah.
You like to wear sneakers like Mr. Rogers?
Mm.
Glad you did. Okay, what are we supposed to do now?
I want you to close your eyes and see if you know what this sound is.
Okay. Sure is. Let's go back. Shall we?
You want to play a song with me?
Shall we go back? Play a song with your pep on the piano.
I could make it play on my sofa.
Yeah. Oh,
that's another kind.
Yeah, that's another kind.
Would you want to try mine? Want to try this one too? That's a pretty tone, isn't it? Want to try mine? I want to hear you play the piano with your pap, okay?
Here, would you play with me? Would you play with me? Okay. Here we go.
See, he has shoes like mine, and he wants to have a pitch pipe like mine, too.
Here we go.
I can play like his pap.
Are you going to start first, or shall I?
You should start first.
I should start first? Sorry, you can leave it? All right. Should I start first?
Yeah.
It falls.
Stand up on a plant.
Okay, you're not playing with me, though. I'm playing by myself alone. Hey,
he's playing something different.
No, yeah. Put it here.
Put it here? Will you play with me now?
Yeah, I'll play this and you play that.
Okay.
You know, the last time that he came to visit me at my place, he wouldn't have been able to do that. He wouldn't have been able to go like that. No. Do you remember that time?
Do you remember that time? I do.
Do you remember what your granddad had on his face then, John?
What?
Remember what he had here?
Yeah, the beard.
He had a beard that time. Do you remember the time that John came? How old were you, John, when you... Almost two, weren't you? You were just 1 year old then. And how old are you now? That many. Mm-hmm. Do you remember that time that he came when he was just about 1 year old and he played with John Costa, his granddad, on the piano in my house? I'd like you to see that time.
You think you might want to hold him, Mr. Rogers?
I'd like to if he'd like to come to me.
He's a little bit heavy. He's 24 pounds.
Would you come to me, John?
John.
He doesn't know that feet aren't for the piano. You know that feet aren't for pianos now, don't you?
Now my feet are almost down to there.
They're almost clear down to there, yeah. You certainly wouldn't put them on a piano now. John, would you come over with me? Oh, boy. You're much heavier now. You know what I would like?
Yeah.
I'd like to ask Mr. Clemens if he would sing something that he's been working with Mr. Costa.
Wow.
Would you do that?
Oh, sure, I'd be glad to. Johnny and I have been working here.
Francois, would you sing that song for my friend at home?
Yes. What can you hear when you close your eyes? When you close your eyes and listen, oh, why can you hear? What can you hear when you close your eyes? When you close your eyes and open your heart, can you hear? Can you hear the love, the anger, the joy, the sadness, the fear? Can you hear the whisper of someone who wants to be very near? What can you hear when you close your eyes? When you close your eyes and listen, listen.
It's a beautiful song. When you closed your eyes, could you listen and hear a little three-year-old boy?
Yes,
talking to
I
Mr.
could.
Roger. Want to do one more of these?
Yeah.
Okay, come on. Come on right up here with me. He really wanted us to play these together.
Okay.
Which one do you want to do?
You play this one, Mike play this one.
All right. Okay, someday we'll play those on my porch. But right now you're going to be with your pep-pep, and I have to go back to my place.
By the way, Fred, I'm expecting another kind of piano to come very soon. It should be very interesting to hear and to play.
You mean different from this?
Different from this. I want to play some different kind of accompaniments with it.
Let me know, will you?
I will. I'll let you know. Right.
John, I'm glad to have seen you again. Fine three-year-old.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.
He's leaving now. Say bye-bye, Mr. Rogers.
Goodbye, John. See you soon.
Thanks for coming over.
Bye.
Thanks for coming over. I'm gonna get my horsey bar. I'm gonna go get my horsey bar.
Okay.
You know that I was as little as John was one time? Mm-hmm. I was a little boy once, too. Every man that you see was a little boy once. Every man starts out to be a boy baby, then grows up to be a bigger boy, and a bigger boy, then a man. And every lady that you see starts out to be a girl baby, and grows up to be a bigger girl, and a bigger girl, and then a woman. Mm-hmm. Remember yesterday I said that I was going to ask you to decide about make-believe today? Well, I will. As soon as I set up the model, I'll tell you. X's tree, Henrietta's house, Lady Elaine's museum. Platypus Mound, Daniel's clock. Now, what I want you to do today is to look very, closely at the model of the neighborhood of make-believe. This is what I used to do when I was a little boy. Just get out all different toys and then just look at them and make up stories about them. I want you to look carefully at it and think up a story of whether the telecan keeps going up and down and up and down and up and down, or whether it stops. Mm-hmm. Whether Lady Elaine's suggestion about alpha, beta, alpha, beta, alpha, beta, alpha, omega, and all of that really helped. Now you make up the story just by looking at this model. Okay? You can, you know. You making up a story? There's somebody at the door. If you haven't had time to make up the story now, just think about it when you do have more time. Okay? Why, it's Mr. McFeely.
Mr. McFeely,
good day to you. You look fine.
Well, I feel better, thank you. Well,
come on right in.
All righty.
We're glad to see you.
You know, I've been practicing that sitting still for a minute. Would you like to see how I do it?
Yes, I would.
All right, well, first of all, I have a watch here, a pocket watch, and I take it out, and I sit down, you see, with the watch. Then I watch the watch, and I
sit still.
Sit still, like that. Mm-hmm. Then, now, I put the watch away. It's my special pocket watch. Mm-hmm. And then I do it without the watch. And I go, speedy delivery. If I'm speedy delivering along, I'll sit down, I'll go, and I'll stop.
Well, can you put your hands down, too?
Speedy delivery, and I can sit just like this, and
be really still. We tried that yesterday, too.
Oh, incidentally, Francois Clemens told me to tell you that he has a new piano, and would you like to go over and see it?
Well, we were just there a little while ago, but let's go back and see that piano. He was telling us about
it. It's a brand new electric piano.
Did you help deliver
it? I helped deliver it.
Well, good, Mr. McFeely. Let's go on over then.
Alrighty.
You come along to Francois Clemens again.
Mrs. McFeely was telling me she wants to take some singing lessons, so she's arranged with Francois, and she's going to be taking some lessons.
That's great.
I'm warming up on my new electric piano. You like that?
I like your voice, but what about this piano?
Yeah, why don't you sit down there and try and play it?
It doesn't do anything for
me. No, okay. First of all, you got to put your left foot over there on that pedal.
Oh.
That's right.
Where does the sound? The sound sounds like it's coming
yes,
out of there.
That's the amplifier.
Oh, I see. Yeah, but how does it make
that? And that electric cord that comes right there comes over and into here.
Look
at that.
All of those wires.
Mm-hmm. These are transistors.
Mm-hmm. Look at that.
And keep playing, and I'll show you something. Okay?
Wait a minute, where are the costumes?
Oh, well, Johnny and I finished our work, and then he and John left.
Oh, I see.
Uh-huh.
I'd like to hear him play then.
Hmm. Okay, let me show you. Go ahead. Listen to that. And that. This is fun, you know?
Here's the one I like, I'll show you.
Which one?
It's a lute.
Isn't that a warm sound?
It sounds. Give us a voice lesson, will you?
You want a lesson now?
Yeah, wouldn't that be fun? I mean,
okay.
Just show us what you do when you give somebody a voice lesson.
Okay. What's the first step?
Here. For you, the first step is to take a good, deep breath.
Already?
Okay? All right, now. We're going to do
stand
one.
Stand up straight to take a deep breath.
Okay. Do it on ah, okay?
You mean just sing those notes on ah?
That's right. You do one, Mr. McFeely. Why don't you do yours on O? Good breath. Very good. Do another one, Fred.
On what letter?
Do it on oo this time.
Oo.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Very good. All right, Mr. McFeely, you
Alrighty.
Do another one.
Mr. McFeely's my name.
That's
well,
a good one.
That was different.
Hello,
oh,
dear.
Oh, hi, Mrs.
Come
McFeely.
Come in, Betsy.
Dude, what did I hear you singing?
Mr. McFeely's my name.
Oh, he sounds really good.
Yeah, well, listen, why don't you show him what you can do?
I think David sounds better than I do.
You do? Come on, let's see what else we can do. Here we go. Okay. Do one on E for them,
E.
And to be sure to take a good breath. Very, very good. Want to do another one? Okay.
I didn't have quite enough for that one.
That's better. You have
Mr. McFeely, and let them have their lesson.
All right,
to see you both.
Well, nice of you to come by and try all my...
This.
Yeah, interesting stops there.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Oh, Fred, I forgot.
Yes?
The Browns are going to be out of town for a couple of days, and they left the neighborhood of make-believe marionettes here.
Oh.
And they said if you'd like to borrow them or something, that they would be here.
Let me take a look.
Okay.
I think they have, yes, King Friday's in here, and X and Henrietta. I think I would like to borrow King Friday for a
okay.
bit.
Okay.
Well, right?
That's a nice marionette, Mr. Rogers.
Very nice. I've looked at them all.
I would like to do some of that singing.
King Friday?
King Friday could do a vocalise.
Okay, all right, come on. Let's do it on ah.
Oh, wonderful King Friday's my name. See you later.
Goodbye. Bye. Very original. Let's finish our lesson.
This is a really nice new piano.
Hi, Mr. McFeely.
I just thought I'd wait and practice some more sitting still. Why, it's a King Friday puppet. this is really a marionette, right?
It is. With the strings, the Browns allowed me to borrow it.
Well, I'll tell you what. I'm practicing my exercises. What I'll do, I'll take time and I'll shake your hand already, and I'll shake King Friday's hand. First
Very
of
good.
All, could I shake your hand?
Sure.
All righty. There you go. And now, King Friday. Good day to you.
Good day to you, Mr. McFeely.
Good day, Mr. Rogers.
Have a good one, Mr. McFeely. We're glad you're better. Gee, these are hard to work well. Mm-hmm. Well, we can make up something with it. Look, you could sit there. I guess you pull this string. How do you do? Lots of different sounds on the piano. I think I'll just, you know, you can make sounds with your left hand down here. Sounds with your right hand up here. And both together. Always like the piano. We'll make up something with this King Friday marionette tomorrow. Okay, I must put the model away. Hang the marionette back here. You know, you don't need a piano or a fancy organ or anything else to make music. No, you can hum, clap your hands, or sing. You are my friend. You are special. are my friend. You're special to me. You are the only one like you, my friend. I like you in the daytime, in the nighttime, anytime that you feel's the right time for a friendship with me, you see. F-R-I-E-N-D, special. You are my friend. You're special to me. There's only one in this wonderful world. You are special. You are. Think up a story about having that King Friday marionette puppet in the neighborhood of make-believe. What do you suppose the other King Friday would do about it? Or Lady Elaine Fairchild? Or other people in make-believe? Sure, make up your own stories. Fun to do that. You'll be an author, someone who makes up stories. It's such a good feeling to know you're alive. It's such a happy feeling. You're growing inside, and when you wake up ready to say, I think I'll make a snappy new day. It's such a good feeling, a very good feeling, the feeling you know that I'll be back when tomorrow's new, and I'll have more ideas for you, and you'll have things you'll want to talk about. I will too. You know what you could do with your friends or your parents? You could just hum a note and say to them, now you sing that same note, you know, like that. I like you just the way you are. See you tomorrow.
Broadcasting. This is PBS.